From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Charting a course for peace in Syria is on the agenda in Vienna. World powers have gathered in Vienna for talks on Syria's political future in a bid to iron out their differences over the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived on Thursday, calling the summit the most promising opportunity in years to end the country's 4.5 years of nonstop horror. He spoke about his trip before leaving yesterday.
The challenge that we face in Syria today is nothing less than to chart a course out of hell.
Senior diplomats from the U.S., Russia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the European Union will participate in the informal talks today. Also, Iranian state media reports that Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will hold separate talks on Thursday with Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Friday, the meetings will expand to include representatives from the other nations. The international medical charity Doctors Without Borders says there has been an escalation in deaths from airstrike attacks on hospitals in Syria over the past month. That is roughly the same period Russia began its air campaign in the war-torn country. The group said in a statement Thursday that 35 Syrian patients and medical staff have died and 72 have been wounded in the attacks in northern Syria's provinces of Aleppo and Idlib and the central province of Hama. These are also provinces where Russian airstrikes have largely been taking place since September 30th. Syrian government jets also have continued their attacks in the meanwhile. The aid group known as MSF says 12 hospitals have been targeted in the attacks. This is VOA News.